What could be wrong with a fully stocked supermarket with its enticing displays, numerous aisles and gleaming floors? The older we get, just about everything, says retail anthropologist Georgianne Bender. Take the floors.
Retailers love shiny floors, but shiny floors are scary to somebody who's not sure if it's going to be, you know, slick footing for them.
Then there's getting down those long aisles to the products, which may be too high or too low. Half the population over 65 has some kind of arthritis. A lot of younger people have it too. Reaching and bending get harder. The National Retail Federation says its members are working to make shopping easier. Bender notes changes at one drugstore chain.
They're resetting their counters, not putting things too high or too low. They're putting carpeting in the store.
There are also magnifiers hanging from shelves so shoppers can read the fine print on packaging. But Bender says so far, for most retailers, there's more talk than action. In New York, Robert and Ronnie Rubin, retired teachers in their late 60s, are aware of some of the continuing problems. They point out some stores have automatic doors, but plenty don't.
You need to be Hercules to open the door.
Robert and I have more than once gone over to assist somebody in opening a door because they just couldn't get it open. We're fortunate we're still healthy enough to be able to do these things.
But there may come a time when the Rubens will benefit from a store designed with their needs in mind. Rosemary Barker of Weill Cornell Medical College is an interior designer and gerontologist. We meet to tour a store the New York City Council has called Age Friendly, a grocery on Manhattan's Upper West Side. But Barker notices something age unfriendly as soon as we push our cart through the door. The upbeat music blaring from the store's public address system.
This music is geared for a much younger audience, and I find it, with this very low beat, very distracting. So I want to come in here and shop, but there's this drum beat going on, and I feel like I'm in the wrong environment. I feel like I'm in a disco, or I'm in an environment for people who are in their early 20s.
She says anyone with cognitive difficulties would find the visual stimuli of the displays, combined with the music, too much to handle. I'd met a 79-year-old woman across the street who said she avoided the market for that reason. But on other fronts, this store does well. It has wide aisles, good lighting, and helpful staff. The signs are easy to read. Barker turns to the utensils at the salad bar.
They have nice size handles here for me to pick up, so I'm looking to make sure that I can easily grasp things if I might have a little arthritis in my hand.
On her wish list, carts with built-in seats so weary shoppers can take a rest. Some supermarkets in Europe already use those. Retail anthropologist Georgianne Bender says whatever help stores offer, they need to be subtle. Never make a customer feel old. That's a mistake one supermarket made recently when it started a loyalty program for shoppers over 55.
And they called it a senior discount. Well, I'm 55 years old, and there's no way that I'm a senior. And I'm the kind of person that I don't even want your discount if I have to have the senior citizen card.
But if they think of another name, she might consider it. For VOA News, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite in New York.